So this source of joy that Jesus gives us, the source of that joy is not simply that there is a Son of God who has, for some reason, come into the flesh.
Pastor Hans Feeney of Lutheran Satire speaking at this year's Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
The great source of joy, the source of joy for the Christian, is that the Son of God came into the flesh for you. That this very universe was created for you, and that when you were lost in its fallenness, Jesus Christ came into this world, gave up his life upon the cross, and rose from the grave.
You can watch Pastor Hans Feeney's teaching, Making the Case for Jesus for You, from our 2025 Making the Case Conference. For a contribution of $300 by Holy Cross Day, September 14th, we'll send you a link to conference video and audio recordings. Order today at issuesetc.org.
Thank you. God has sanctified us in the true faith.
A reading from the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 23. Therefore, behold, I am against the prophets, declares the Lord, who steal my words from one another. Behold, I am against the prophets, declares the Lord, who use their tongues and declare, declares the Lord. Behold, I am against those who prophesy lying dreams, declares the Lord, and who tell them and lead my people astray by their lies and their recklessness, when I did not send them or charge them. So they do not profit this people at all, declares the Lord. When one of this people, or a prophet, or a priest asks you, what is the burden of the Lord? You shall say to them, you are the burden, and I will cast you off, declares the Lord. And as for the prophet, priest, or one of the people who says, the burden of the Lord, I will punish that man and his household. Thus shall you say, every one to his neighbor and every one to his brother, what has the Lord answered? Or, what has the Lord spoken? But the burden of the Lord you shall mention no more, for the burden is every man's own word, and you pervert the words of the living God, the Lord of hosts, our God. Thus you shall say to the prophet, What has the Lord answered you? Or, What has the Lord spoken? But if you say, The burden of the Lord, thus says the Lord, because you have said these words, the burden of the Lord, when I sent to you, saying, You shall not say the burden of the Lord, therefore, behold, I will surely lift you up and cast you away from my presence, you and the city I gave to you and your fathers, and I will bring upon you everlasting reproach and perpetual shame, which shall not be forgotten. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
Lord, have compassion on your house, and the place where your glory dwells.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
In Jesus' name, Amen. I am pretty sure that you have heard these questions. Do you intend to continue in this confession and church to suffer all, even in death, rather than to fall away from it? Do you believe and confess the canonical books of the Old and New Testament to be the inspired Word of God and the only infallible rule of faith and practice? Will you faithfully instruct minister to sick and dying, demonstrate, admonish, and encourage people to a lively confidence in Christ and in holy living? Will you be diligent in the study of the Holy Scripture and confessions? At ordination, the ordaining pastor pray, the Lord pour out on you the Holy Spirit for this office and work that you may faithfully preach the gospel and administer the sacraments. Questions or common questions on baptism, confirmation, commissioning, and ordination. That these questions shows us of the duties and responsibilities and of its seriousness in doing them, for unfaithfulness has no room. But these questions ask more: who and what matters the most? That's not the case in our text for today. Of Jeremiah's time, there were prophets who came to be unfaithful. Prophets who steal words from one another, use their tongues in prophesying lies, and attributed it to the Lord, took God's word away, lost their integrity, and failed to fulfill their obligations as servants of the Lord. Prophets in sheep's clothing, but inwardly ravenous wolves, unfounded, allow the people of God to walk in wickedness, that their land is full of ungodliness. People should not listen to them. This is what our text surfaces us. The reason why the Lord is against them. For the burden is every man's word. Prophets are supposed to be faithful in speaking or carrying out what the Lord has said to them, and not of what they think or their invention. To give warning to sinners and pronounce forgiveness to the repentant sinner, to profit every one of them equipped with the truth of his word, and for every good deeds for his glory. The people are supposed to listen only to the Lord and his word, not to teaching or doctrines, the commandments of men. When I stand to deliver sermons to people, I always feel nervous and afraid, as this time. Not because I am before you, the fine professors, pastors, and seminarians, and others, but nervous and afraid that I might not tell you that we are a people still in the flesh, that we can have the tendency to lead people astray by our lies and cause them spiritual damage by not telling them the truth. Nervous and afraid not to say that we are a people who can put confidence, on love for friendship, money, and glory, rather than to be anxious, thirsting God and his word, for it seems to choose the world as a friend. For it seems good to choose the world as a friend. Nervous and afraid that I might not say that we are a people prone to hear what our flesh do want rather than God and his word. Unfaithfulness destroys. Lying lips and listening to lying lips is an abomination to the Lord. We hear him speak. Therefore, behold, I will surely lift you up and cast you away from my presence, you in the city that I gave to you and your fathers, and I will bring upon you everlasting reproach and perpetual shame, which shall not be forgotten. Our Lord Jesus Christ says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me, to that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, evildoers. Now it is required that those who has given a trust must prove faithful. Thus the shepherd says, Luther should do both, feed or nourish the lambs, resist the wolves. God in his word matters the most, that which we have seen and heard. We proclaim, so that you too many have fellowship with us, and indeed our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ, from 1 John 1:3. When God speaks his word, it profits. It bespeaks unrighteous people righteous. It guards, teaches them his statutes, gives them understanding, leads them. It is his testimonies that makes to distinguish false from truth and lead them not to selfish gain. It gives a smile to everyone who hears. Thus more I must say to you, as Jeremiah, what the false prophets or antichrist cannot say, that by the Lord's faithfulness he sustained to restore his people. He carried them through the prophet Jeremiah with his tears, poured out his strength in the task of hammering the people by prophecies and warning of judgment, and also letting the light of comfort shine, that they may not be deceived, but profit by the righteous branch. Jeremiah saw good figs. By the living word of God, we see our Lord, the righteous branch, the only begotten Son of the Father, full of grace and truth, who carried us from our unfaithfulness too. Because of his great love and compassion that never fails, that are new every morning, great is his faithfulness, that he brought us to light and life. Where the morning of the first day of the week, his word did not return to him empty. Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. The righteous branch, as Jeremiah says, that has come into the flesh for you and for me. Redeem us as lost and condemned person. Purchase us and won us from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy, precious blood, and with his innocent suffering and death. With his living word, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Sealed it with his last word, Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit, that we may be his own and live under his kingdom and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. Just as he has risen, he is risen from the dead, lives and reigns eternally. The reason we are called the people from God or children of God, with one Lord, one faith, and one baptism, regardless of what nation we came from, language we speak, or ethnicity we belong. Brothers and sisters in Christ, may that the law from God's mouth be like a honeycomb to your ears and heart, better than thousands of gold and silver pieces, that we say, his word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, having no fear, but joy in serving, waiting to the end of the day, as the same Christ shall come openly with a smile and will say, well done, good and faithful servant, ye, unto thee, unto the joy of thy Lord, enter ye. In his name, amen.
Thank you.
In our prayers, we remember Professor James Buscher and family as they mourn the death of his mother, Mary.
Let us pray. Merciful Lord, cleanse and defend your church by the sacrifice of Christ. United with him in holy baptism, give us grace to receive with thanksgiving the fruits of his redeeming work and daily follow in his way. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. O God, the consolation of the sorrowful and the salvation of all that put their trust in you, grant peace to all who mourn Mary's death, comfort them with the hope of the resurrection, and lead us at last to the everlasting joy of your presence. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all.
Amen.